On Friday, Premier Alan Windey, he'll be travelling to the US. There's been a growing arm of cooperation between the Western Cape, Cape Town, through facilities and organisations like Westgrow to strengthen existing economic trade and goodwill partnerships. The Premier, Alan Windey, joins me now. Premier, thanks so much for joining us. It's becoming quite regular for meetings between Cape Town or Western Cape, meeting with twin cities in parts of the United States, meeting with chambers of commerce, Western Cape delegates and chambers of commerce in the United States. But what is this latest trip all about?
So obviously it's also about trade, it's about increasing foreign direct investment into our region, and it's also about making sure that we are having our voice heard in the discussion around GOA. I think some of these areas of trade sometimes get put at risk, and of course we need to make sure that we continue with AGOA. It is hugely beneficial for our province, but it's also hugely beneficial for South Africa and sub-Saharan Africa. And then, yeah, it's about continually making sure that we are on the U.S. trade in investment agenda. For us, it's a big deal. Obviously, for the U.S., you know, we're a small fry, but you've got to keep making noises so that you remain relevant, because they're a very key part of growing our economy and creating jobs.
The U.S. negotiates with nation states. It essentially comes down to a vote by Congress people, representatives in the House of Representatives and senators, whether AGOA is continued in 2025 and which African nation states is part of it. The Western Cape isn't a nation state. It's a province in the Republic of South Africa. Your and the Western Cape's fortunes are as tied to the rest of South Africa, and therefore South Africa goes to the United States as a country, not as a province. So what would you be putting on the table? What would you be presenting to the people that you'll be meeting?
So first of all, we are presenting the Western Cape as an investment, foreign direct investment destination. We are obviously promoting our trade, but I mean, I don't go there only as the Western Cape. I'm engaging also with our national counterparts, because AGOA, as you rightly say, AGOA specifically is between a country and a country, and or say countries and the US. But at the same time, you know, I'll be meeting with politicians on both the Republican and the Democrat side. I'll be talking to people who are directly involved in trade in Washington, the Ways and Means Committee, those kind of platforms, just to keep waving that flag. And of course, I go there as a responsible individual representing the citizens of the province and the trade in the province and the really good growth that we've seen. But at the same time, on Friday, I was talking to the Premier of the Eastern Cape, because AGOA is very important for them from a car manufacture point of view, just as it is for Gauteng. And I am also looking for an engagement with Mr. Patel before I go, because, of course, I do go with a South Africa message. But I've also got to go there to encourage people to say, yes, South Africa has a key part of AGOA. You've got the feeling that sometimes the U.S. say, well, let's actually exit South Africa out of AGOA, but we'll keep some of the other sub-Saharan African countries in. I will show them, you know, the benefit that South Africa brings, not only to our businesses, but also to sub-Saharan African businesses in value chains, harbors, etc., etc. So, you know, we really are pushing that. And then, of course, looking at other businesses that are looking to invest here. I know that I've got a session in New York with 30 companies who are looking at the region, and we'll be engaging with them.
Yeah, I spoke to Minister of Trade and Competition, Ibrahim Patel, last week, who has called for a unified, cogent national policy when it comes to particularly dealing with AGOA. Almost a little bit scary to say, I want to talk about a girl because we need one voice. And this is something that is echoed by the finance minister, Edo Kodongwana. And what has been happening, particularly in South Africa's foreign policy objectives at the moment, I don't think there's been coherence of what the South African government is speaking on a foreign policy level, on a trade and investment level, on an economic stability level. You have various ministers almost blanching at some of the stuff that they're hearing, particularly coming out of the Department of International Relations. Do you know, sitting on the Presidential Coordinating Council, do you know if there is a singular national interest when it comes to talking to our major trading partners, the United States being what, second and third largest or third largest trading partner of South Africa?
Well, I mean, I don't have to say that there is a lot of tension at the moment between the USA and South Africa. And that is part of why I need to go to explain, you know, what the impact would be on citrus for the Western Cape. We are a key trader in the citrus component of our exports because we are lucky enough to have black spot free regions. And so it enables us access to markets. AGOA allows us access to that market. Where if it wasn't in place, the South American competitor countries would outcompete us absolutely. So it is critical for, you know, thousands of jobs in our region. So, I mean, I go with a real mandate of the industry in the Western Cape. And also to, you know, I'm sure I'll be doing a little bit of firefighting there as well to try and make sure that the South African flag is held up high. Because that you can feel the tension. You know, I mean, I think our country is in a big debate about that at the moment and the positioning we have enabling South Africa to trade with the world based at the same time when we've got a lot of pressure, I think, based on our position on the Russia-Ukraine war. And so, yeah, I think we've also got work to do, but we need to go there and keep punting our position as a region and engaging with those people who are the decision makers, who at the end of the day must understand that you know, there's thousands of people's livelihoods at stake here in this case. And then when it comes to South Africa, in actual fact, we had a presidential coordinating council on Friday, and I wrote to the president before that to say we really need a discussion on the economy. Unfortunately, Friday's agenda was jam-packed with local government issues, a couple of other departmental issues, but he has agreed to have a special PCC called quite urgently on the economy, and AGOA will be part of that, and you know, our trade relations with the world will be part of that.
Of course, key trading partners, but is part of your message also global fairness when it comes to trade, fair trade practices, the impact of dumping, particularly when you talk about the poultry sector, and lots of American products are dumped in South Africa. Yes, we rely on major trading partners, but also a level of fairness is also in order to protect South African industry as well.
Correct. It's got to work both ways. Sometimes on the poultry side, for me, it's quite interesting because, you know, I actually think we should actually start differentiating our agreements. You know, the U.S. market likes specific poultry parts. South Africa, you know, doesn't need to be fussy. And in actual fact, I think we like we like the thighs and the legs and the wings, and even the feet. So we should be actually almost having differential agreements, saying, you know, how do we sell our high value poultry back into the U.S. But in exchange for saying, okay, now we'll do a deal the other way around.
You're not wrong. I think the market sentiment is that Americans prefer what's known as the white meat of the chicken.
Correct.
South Africans, generally in terms of appetite, prefers the dark meat of the chicken. But Premier Alan Wendy, really appreciate your time. Looking forward to chatting to you, hopefully, when you get back. And you can maybe update us on what some of those agreements and discussions were. 021 446 056